This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. There have been a number of developments over the weekend related to foreign detainees held at U.S. military prisons. The Defense Department is reportedly considering major changes to the tribunals used to prosecute terror suspects held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. According to a report in yesterday's New York Times, those changes are outlined in a draft manual that is now circulating among Pentagon lawyers. NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly has been following this and other stories and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So if these changes become fact, what would change and why?
It's a number of changes that are being considered. They would all benefit the detainees being held by the U.S., and they include, for example, giving defendants more power to challenge the evidence against them, even if it's classified. It includes barring confessions obtained by torture. Generally moving the rules for the tribunals more into line with the standards applied in a traditional courts-martial. And these changes are being considered, I think, because for some time, many lawyers, both on the military and civilian sides, have been pushing in this direction. They are listening to strong criticism coming from U.S. federal courts, from human rights groups, from foreign governments, all of whom say the current procedures at Guantanamo are not fair. In fact, more than aren't fair, aren't legal, these groups would argue. So hence we have this push to overhaul the way the tribunals are working.
You mentioned these changes are being considered. Will they really happen?
That is tough to say. There clearly is some momentum. On the other hand, there clearly are hawks in the Bush administration who are going to strongly oppose this, including some very powerful hawks like Vice President Dick Cheney. And I think there are others who will argue that perhaps these changes are premature, that despite the fact that some of these detainees have been held for 3 years at this point, there is a lawsuit challenging the legality of these commissions, which is currently in a U.S. federal appeals court. And I think some people will say, let's wait for that ruling and then let's figure out how to proceed with Guantanamo.
Now, Mary Louise Kelly, these proposals would affect detainees at Guantanamo Bay. I understand
there's
also new information about detainee abuse in Iraq.
There is a slew of new documents that were released just at the end of last week. These are all Army documents. It's about 1,200 pages of them. When you start sifting through them, what emerges is a lot of detail about American soldiers allegedly torturing Iraqi prisoners in northern Iraq at a military base in the city of Mosul. Time frame on this is late 2003, and these documents describe beatings, forcing prisoners to exercise until they can no longer stand, throwing cold water on them at night, et cetera, these types of assaults and mistreatment.
And are we talking about widespread abuse beyond the confines of Abu Ghraib, which has received the most attention up to now?
Exactly. The detention facility at Abu Ghraib, which is just outside Baghdad, has, of course, been the focus of the abuse scandal. But the abuses described in these latest documents were happening a long way away from there. Now, I should note that these documents also show that, in contrast to Abu Ghraib, the Army quickly responded to the abuses, investigated, changed the rules. But I think as more evidence emerges of abuse in other places, this will provide fodder for those who argue that the abuse of prisoners in Iraq was not just a few rogue soldiers acting up on the night shift, which is what the Pentagon has maintained and continues to maintain.
Mary Louise, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.